Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Braxton Jones, your starter week one at left tackle.
I'm not ready to talk about starters yet.
You said all along with the left tackle spot that you want to see somebody stand out and earn that. Do you feel like that was the case?
I think we're going to have a starter week one, and we'll go from there. So that's, I said it a few weeks ago, and we feel good about the guys we have in that room. Someone's going to take the bull by the horns and is going to completely take over, but we're not afraid to make a change if the performance isn't where it needs to be. So we'll make that decision going into next week. I'm sure you guys will have a good idea who our starters will be going into Minnesota, but I'm not mentally there yet. This week is still about us. I'm not worried about Minnesota yet. It's all about us.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That's Ben Johnson talking about the left tackle position. It is still up for grabs. There's going to be more from Ben Johnson coming up in this segment, and we're going to hear from Ryan Poles and get his thoughts on Jalen Johnson, if Jalen's fine or if he's not fine or whatever's going on. When you hear Ben Johnson, and Big Ant is in for Speaks, by the way, today. So, Big Ant, when you hear what he's saying about the left tackle, I'd love to know what your assessment has been. You've been to a practice. You've seen these guys warm up on the field at Soldier Field with the work that you're doing on Fox 32. What are you seeing at left tackle?
I'm seeing a Braxton Jones that doesn't look fully healthy yet, or at least hasn't at various points. But I do think he's looked stronger each week, stronger physically, not even just specifically in performance, but he seems more sure of his ability to move suddenly. He seems more confident in his ability to just sort of plant his feet and try to apply power and leverage into defenders. And that matters so much on the line of scrimmage. When you're playing left tackle, that ability to move, to pound the post leg and shut down the inside move, to be able to lean with leverage and chase with urgency to shut down a speed rush and ward them away from the quarterback. So I see a Braxton Jones that's seemingly getting healthier each week. But I also see a Theo Benedict who looks impressive. I wasn't nearly as impressed with him in game number 3 against the Chiefs as I was in game number 2 against the Bills. And that's a part of the process for trying to prove yourself to a coaching staff is – once they give you bigger opportunities, once Theo Benedict gets in there with the ones, that's not only just because he's shown he's the best tackle on the team, but that's a part of the evaluation. Do you start to clam up a little bit when you're in the huddle with the starters for the first time? Do you play with a degree of tension as opposed to the freedom that you were displaying in your movement, in your aggression when you were playing against some of the guys towards the middle or the bottom of the roster? So all those things need to be evaluated before you're willing to line somebody up out there on national television on Monday Night Football to protect the backside of your quarterback. So I think from a Braxton Jones perspective, he certainly hasn't shown in his performance that he's all the way back to normal yet. So as cut down day is happening here, it really indicates to me the tone that Ben Johnson has said about it seems to be one that indicates they're still looking, still hoping, not fully invested yet.
Okay, so how scared should a Bears fan be that the left tackle is not emerged yet?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think that between two things. One, four out of your five spots, Bears fans, I think you can feel really good about it. The Bears are pretty strong up front, as strong as they've been in years on the offensive line, because they've gone out and spent the money on the interior. And Darnell Wright, I think, has shown he's going to work out quite well as a right tackle. Left tackle, it's the most vital spot. It's the highest dollar spot. But in the end, it is one out of those five spots up front between multiple tight ends and a tactician like Ben Johnson, who values being able to take pressure off of his offensive line and take pressure off of his quarterback with the run game and with quick game. Two of the main things that have been the bugaboo for Bears offenses for years at this point through so many different play callers. I love the fact that Ben Johnson has shown during his time in Detroit, and even in last week's preseason game against Kansas City, he's shown that that's something he recognizes can get an offense into rhythm and can take the starch out of an opposing pass rush. So, you know, You would love for your left tackle to be a spot that's solidified and that you feel better about, but I think they can feel good enough about the other four spots where if they've got to be able to have the left tackle be a position that's constantly on the mind of Ben Johnson, covering for that individual with protection assignments, I think they can pull that off.
The Trapillo thing is really interesting to me because it seemed as if they wanted him to win that job, that they wanted their second-round pick to go out there and win that job. Can you explain for the person in their car is like, man, I heard all this stuff about Ozzie Trapillo, and I kind of haven't heard anything about Ozzie Trapillo in a couple of weeks. How difficult a task it is, and the intricacies of moving from the right side of the line as a tackle to the left side as a tackle.
The way I've tried to explain this particular situation to people is just think about if you're right-handed and you've written with your right hand for your whole life, and then somebody says, oh, okay, write the same simple sentence or the same simple phrase, but do it with your left hand instead. Now, you may know how to hold the pen with your left hand. You should know, in theory, the path that your hand needs to go to be able to chart out those same letters and those same words, but it's going to feel really awkward. And so for a guy like Ozzie Trapillo, or for a guy even like Theo Benedict, who swapped from the left side to the right side to the left side, it is a different task. Biomechanically, your body is being asked in sudden movements and in unpredictable ways to try and block defenders who are trying to evade you. How do you get your technique sound when you're accustomed to playing on one side and having those particular movements become muscle memory? Then you've got a different stagger to your stance. You're kick sliding with the other foot. You're applying force out of your stance in the blockers going in the opposite direction. So certainly not impossible. It's not improbable. Interior offensive linemen do it constantly all the time. Even the tackles have to do it to a certain extent. But the further you get away from the football, the more of an island you're on, and the more your mistakes in movement can be exposed by really speedy defenders who are coming from all different directions. So it's a tough task, and it's a big ask. That's where when a lot of the conversation happened early about Darnell Wright maybe being moved from right tackle to left, my initial thought was, if you know you got three inside that you feel great about and you feel really good about the right, then just figure the left out instead of trying to put Darnell Wright in an uncomfortable spot. But then also, if they were going to do it, it needed to happen early because he's been for years now in his NFL career playing on the right side. And it would have been asking a lot for him to really get left tackle down to the degree that made sense, you know, for that move to kick in.
If Trapillo isn't going to be your left tackle, then he's going to be your swing guy. I do worry about the idea of, like, for such a high draft pick to then, because usually if you're talking about second round draft picks, you're talking about starters. And for a guy that you kind of look at and go, there's no place for him over at right tackle unless some disaster happens with Darnell Wright. Yeah. And he wasn't able to at this point win the left tackle job. How should I view this?
Well, I didn't see a starting left tackle on film in his college evaluation. The Bears obviously evaluated him much closer than me. But, you know, being on the station in the day of and the days following the Bears drafting him, that was my initial reaction. And it seems that the Bears have gotten to that place as well. Braxton Jones being injured at least did give them the opportunity for a full evaluation of Isaac Trapillo. And there was a lot of assumption about, you know, him being the starter because he's really big and he's very impressive at the podium. You got to let the guy put some pads on and go out there and block some folks and then really see whether or not he's going to get a chance to earn that job. Bears gave him every opportunity. And to their credit, they said, we're not going to force this issue. He's not as good as a left tackle as even the injured Braxton Jones is, and we've at least seen Braxton Jones perform in game. So, Ozzie, get back to your more comfortable spot. But as a swing tackle, that's a different thing now. Just like Ryan Bates now as the number two center, an interior offensive line swing guy, that's a much better position for Ryan Bates to be in. That, to me, is a status for a guy like Ryan Bates that provides depth to your offensive line on the interior. Ozzie Trapillo, as opposed to being forced into the starting lineup from game one when he's not ready for it, but a big talented guy as a swing tackle. Now, I think you can indicate that as depth at tackle, as promise at tackle. And that's not even talking about Karan Amagaji yet at this point. You know, similar fashion to the Andrew Billings conversation. I think there's spaces where having the ability to go out and bring in personnel or having guys who are more proven in certain spots on the line of scrimmage, this does look like a team that's deeper on the LOS now than they've been in recent years, because now that you've brought in folks who are frankly just better or backups who have more promise, now you have a team top to bottom that's more formidable on the offensive and defensive line, because people have now sort of been pushed down the ladder a bit into what at this point in their development, at this stage of their career, are more comfortable spots for them to be in, as opposed to having to be sort of the marquee player at a given spot.
A couple of NFL notes here. Dylan Gabriel is now the backup in Cleveland. He was named the number two. Spencer Rattler is the starter over Tyler Shuck, who I believe is 2 or 3 years older than him.
Yeah, right.
Is the starter in New Orleans. And we know that Caleb Williams knows Spencer Rattler really well because he took his job. But Ben Johnson had some thoughts about Caleb after reviewing the tape. He came out and he talked a little bit about what the first team offense did and didn't do on Friday night.
Ben, when you went back and looked at the film of the first team offense,
probably, you know, how I felt was the truth. And I said it after the game, and talked with those guys the next day as well. And, you know, we have a high standard. It was good to see, you know, the last two drives, you know, they had four possessions, but the last two drives, we ended up with some points. And so that was good to see, but the slow start, that's not what we want to be about. I felt that in practice at times over the course of camp. And so we're on a mission right now just to make sure that doesn't become a constant recurring theme as we go into the season. And so I think, like anything, you bring it to their attention. And I mean, we got a bunch of pros and a bunch of prideful guys, and we'll get this thing fixed.
Okay, what does Caleb need to do to not get off to a slow start? Is it an energy thing? Is it an accuracy thing? Is it a mindset thing?
No, I don't think it's any of that. It's just, we're all about, and it doesn't matter. It's not Caleb. It's everybody. It's everybody, and it's coaches included in all this thing. And so we're not pointing fingers. The whole thing is we just got to be focused. We got to be intentional. We like to talk about, you know, if we get 70 plays in a game, those are 70 bullets for us to shoot off, and we need each one to count. We can't be missing. We can't be wasting. And you know, I think that's the mantra that we've been talking about as coaches, and the players are really taken to that. So. Just that awareness level that there are no breather plays in this league. Each thing is really important. The details are really important. And I think it's going to add up and we'll be just fine.
And when you were a coordinator and you were looking at head coaching jobs, you made comments that I read where you wanted to go somewhere where you're going to be set up to succeed right away, or to succeed rather. How well set up do you think you are with this roster to be successful in year one?
Yeah, I think probably when those remarks were made, it was more talking about the alignment from the top on down, and from ownership to the general manager to president. And in that regard, I feel strongly about it. I felt strongly when I interviewed, and I still feel strongly about that right now. So that element is in place. You know, rosters change year in and year out. I think Ryan's done a good job over the course of his tenure here of accumulating talent, and now it's our job as coaches to find some results with it.
It can take time to tilt the roster toward and shape the roster toward what a new coach and a new coaching staff wants. How close is this to what you want it to be and what you need to be successful this year?
There are some tenets that we feel strongly about as a coaching staff, more so in how we play the game and less so about the skill set of the players we have around us. I feel strongly about our coaches. They're really good at what they do. They've got a right mix of experience, and we're going to draw out the best of them, and we're going to put them in good positions to succeed. So there are no particular skill set requirements that we need. We got some good, talented players in really, the objective is to win, and it's to win now.
And more penalties have been a consistent issue throughout training camp, and we've seen a pop up during the game. Are you at all concerned that this may be something that continues to pop up during the season? And how do you overcome calling an offense when those are
coming? Listen, I am disappointed that they've lingered on for as long as they have. That's something that that we've addressed, we've talked about, and. Do I think it's going to be a recurring theme over the course of the season? No, I don't. We have a plan in place for how we can help eliminate these things, and we'll go with that going forward.
When you last worked with Caleb in the 2-minute setting, whether it's last year or the time you've worked with him the last few months, what makes him dangerous in that situation?
I think that's just where he's feels most natural. I think that's over the course of high school, college, and now pros, that's probably where he's accumulated the most number of snaps. And so naturally, that's where he thrives. He feels pretty good being on the ball, no huddle, tempo-type plays. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He understands situations. He knows where he needs to break the pocket and extend. And he's doing a great job right now understanding when to check the ball down and let our guys go run after the catch a little bit. So I just think it's been an accumulation of reps over the course of his lifetime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.